Hi guys, this is Dillis.
Hello everybody, this is Jacob Minang.
Welcome to another Tuesday and another episode of the Let's Talk podcast. Today we are on chapter 18 of the book, Fighting the Good Fight. The chapter's title today is Growing the Fruits of Knowledge. As usual, we're going to do the reading and Jacob would spend some time catching us up, and then we would talk about some of the things we think it's worth your while if you focus on as you do your couple's devotional. But before we start, Jacob, over to you.
Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. O Lord, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
All right. So, guys, I don't have a cold today. I don't have any excuses. So, Jacob is not reading for me. So, I am going to do my reading today. Chapter 18, Growing the Fruits of Knowledge. Scripture passage. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commandments within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you would understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Proverbs 2:1-5. In the realm of spiritual gifts, the spirit of wisdom often takes the limelight. But there is an unsung hero that often gets overlooked, the spirit of knowledge. Unlike worldly knowledge that inflates, the spirit of knowledge instills humility and wisdom, reminding us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Proverbs 1:7. This fear does not indicate terror or dread, but refers to a profound reverence and awe towards God, recognizing his wisdom as the ultimate source of all truths. Knowledge is not simply the absorption of facts and figures, but a deeper understanding of God's character, his teaching, and how these principles apply to our life. As we grow in knowledge, we begin to see life from God's perspective and understand his divine plan. This understanding cultivates patience, love, and kindness, the fruits of the Spirit that significantly enhances our interactions with those around us and notably improves our marriages. For spouses, the spirit of knowledge can help deepen your understanding of each other. Just as we grow to understand God's character, we can learn more about our spouse's desires, fears, strengths, and weaknesses. This understanding fosters empathy, compassion, and love, the key ingredients to a healthy, thriving marriage. But what does it mean to apply the spirit of knowledge in our lives and marriages? Seeking God's wisdom. Pursue God's wisdom by studying his words regularly. His wisdom is the foundation of all knowledge. As we continually delve into his teaching, we gain a deeper understanding of his will for our life. Empathy and understanding. Practice empathy by striving to understand the feelings, thoughts, and situations of those around us. This develops kindness, patience, and love, all of which strengthens our relationships and marriages. healthy communication. Use the knowledge gained to foster open and sincere communication. By understanding your spouse's needs and feelings, you can address concerns more effectively, reducing misunderstanding and fostering mutual respect. Continual learning. Accept that there is always more to learn about God, your spouse, and those around you. Embracing this continual growth allows you to become a better person and spouse. The spirit of knowledge plays a pivotal role in strengthening the bond between a husband and wife by fostering understanding and empathy. As each partner grows in their knowledge of God, they simultaneously cultivate an awareness of their spouse's innermost thoughts, fears, desires, and even the intricacies of their strengths and weaknesses. Just as the spirit of knowledge brings us closer to God's character, it enables spouses to genuinely appreciate and comprehend each other's individuality. This deeper understanding allows each partner to love and accept the other more wholly, with all their strengths and weaknesses. It creates a space for compassion, encouraging spouses to not only identify but also to accommodate each other's limitations while celebrating their strengths. In essence, the spirit of knowledge empowers couples to build a resilient, understanding, and empathetic marital relationship grounded in the wisdom and love of God. Reflection question. How can you and your spouse better apply the spirit of knowledge in your marriage to deepen your understanding of each other's strengths and weaknesses? In what way has the spirit of knowledge already influenced your marriage, and how can you intentionally seek more of it together? How can you use this knowledge to improve your communication and better address each other's needs and feelings? Action step for the week. This week, dedicate some time each day to study a passage from the Bible together, focusing on understanding God's teaching and how they apply to your marriage. Discuss your insight with each other, especially as they pertain to understanding and supporting each other's strengths and weaknesses.
Thank you, Delis, for that very clear and concise read of chapter 18 of your book, Growing the Fruits of Knowledge. So now we're going to go ahead and just highlight the key aspects of this chapter. But before we do that, and to help those that maybe just bought their book and they have not had time to get caught up to chapter 18, or they just ordered it and it's on the way, and for those that are still thinking of ordering but they started this podcast halfway, I'm going to review real quick and get us caught up. So the book Fighting the Good Fight, it has 7 sections. We are on section 3 of the book. The first section of the book basically talks about the foundational aspects of marriage, of a Christian marriage, starting with an intro that talks about the importance of a family having a vision and a purpose, which is centered around their understanding of what their mission is, which is ultimately to be united with God. And with this understanding and having a vision and a purpose, the husband and wife, as St. Paul tells the people in Ephesians 5:21, that they should submit to each other as a reverence to Christ. The husband submitting with love in chapter 1, while the wife submits with respect in chapter 3. And that is connected to each other with chapter 2, where Delis talks about the husband having authority. And then in chapter 4, what brings all of this together for couples that would not obviously struggle is the Holy Spirit, where she talks about the cord that binds. The second section of the book, Delis then expands on the concept of pruning ourselves out of the bad fruits, where Jesus talks in St. John's Gospel that he is the vine and we are the branches and God is the farmer. And so we need to be to prune ourselves of the fruit of fruits of pride, of greed, of lust, jealousy, gluttony, anger, and sloth, which is chapter 5 all the way to chapter 12. And now that brings us to the third section, which is where we are, where we talk about growing the good fruits of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so we went through the fruits of wisdom, the fruits of the gift of understanding, the fruits of the gift of counsel, and last week, the fruits of the gift of fortitude, which brings us to this week then that we are talking about the fruits of the gift of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And Dilys opens this chapter up very beautifully with a passage from Proverbs 2, verse 1 to 5, which reads, "My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding. Indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find knowledge of God." And find knowledge of God. That's key.
Yes, that's key. I think, Jacob, I wanted to just reiterate to connect the section one, section two, section three, because section one talks about those fundamentals that you need, the Holy Spirit being key, right? And you can only have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit can only stay in you if we don't have these bad fruits that we've grown over time. So that's why you have the
Because our bodies are the temple of the Spirit. And so if your body is not filled by the Holy Spirit, then these other spirits are going to take up that space.
Exactly. So that you now talk about pruning the bad fruits in section two, and then growing the good fruits
in this section.
Yes. And so the good fruit today that we'll be talking about, or the spirit that cultivates a lot more fruits, because this one is the fruits of knowledge, because the spirit gives knowledge, right? It's a gift that the spirit gives to you, the ability to acquire knowledge. So this fruits of knowledge are what we're going to be talking about, how we can grow them today. And this passage just emphasizes on how you truly can find it if you seek for it.
So if you're endowed with this gift of knowledge, then you yield these many fruits.
Yeah, but you have to seek for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is important because we see Solomon seek for it by asking. Right,
he asks for wisdom.
He asks for wisdom specifically, but you can ask and you can get. Right, so this knowledge that we're talking about is not just simply the ability to absorb facts and figures, but it's deeper. It's like a deeper understanding of God's character, of His teaching, and of the principles, His principles that apply to our lives.
Yeah. So this is more of God, the knowledge of God and God's ways, and not the ways of this world. Even though by default, then that puts you at a higher level where you have a deeper understanding of the way the world works. Mm-hmm. That comes more as collateral benefit, but it's really about knowledge of God.
But why does that matter, Jacob? And I think this comes down to it. If you're listening to me, this is why this matters. It matters because what are we made in the image of?
God.
God. We're made in the image of
God. And our mission is to end up being reunited with Him.
With God. So it is important that if you learn God's character, if you learn God's teaching, if you know God's principles, then you are better able to deal with human beings that are made in His image.
Right, because this is the spirit of knowledge we instill in you, a sense of humility, which comes with wisdom, and so even though it's not worldly knowledge that tends to cause you to inflate or have a bloated head, you will get that worldly knowledge as a collateral benefit.
Yes, because there's something you always say, Jacob, that the more you read, the more you see that you don't know.
Yeah, the more you know, the more you know that you don't know.
Yes.
And so there's a lot more humility in somebody that has a thirst for knowledge than there is in somebody that thinks that they have that they know a lot.
Yeah. What's that saying then? Man, we don't know, now you know.
Exactly. or what you don't know cannot kill you.
Yeah.
Because they say ignorance is bliss.
Yeah. Yeah. So this knowledge, right, as we grow in this knowledge, we begin to see life from God's perspective, and we understand his divine plan. And that's how you can really be able to, this understanding that you then acquire of God's divine plan helps you to cultivate those three key gifts that I say are influential in making sure that we build good relationships, not just with our spouses, but with each other. The three key gifts, being patient, being loving, three key fruits. I think Jacob is scratching his head like, are you saying gifts? Three key fruits, the three key fruits that relate to each other, building relationships.
Yeah.
Patience, love, and kindness, right? So this knowledge, the more you understand God's divine plan, the more you can start to cultivate.
So the more you feel the gift of knowledge,
then
you would be able to produce these fruits of the cornerstone of them, the three cornerstone beings, patience, love, and
kindness.
Kindness, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's the way those are the key. I think those are the key things that you need to truly build relationships with people.
Yeah.
You know, so the spirit of knowledge can help you to deepen your understanding
of each other as a couple. Yeah.
Yeah. When you start using that patience, love
and kindness.
Right. And absolutely, this is where Jacob and I will ask you to reflect on yourself. Are you able to build that? Have you been using this spirit? Have you seen yourself using this spirit? Is it there somewhere? Is it hidden? Are you struggling with it? If you're using it, you'll be acquiring the knowledge of God that allows you to understand God's divine plan. Then that allows you to really, truly cultivate these gifts. And so as we grow in our relationship and understand God's character, we learn more about our spouses.
Yeah. So then you have a better sense of what really your spouse's desires and fears are, which is a very big area that Dilys covers in the next two sections of the book. So we can only take but in those sections, you're going to learn a lot more better that a lot of our actions are driven by our fears and desires.
Yeah.
And having an understanding of your spouse's fears and desires goes a long way in improving communication between you. Having an understanding of your spouse's strengths.
Yeah.
Make you to be able to create an environment where they maximize their full potential. Understanding their weaknesses, which the listeners refer to more about areas of growth or growth areas. So it doesn't look like it's something that cannot be that cannot be improved on. But it's something you can work on because, again, it's a journey, as Dilys talks about all the time. So this understanding really fosters empathy and compassion. If you understand your spouse's fears, their desires, you know their strengths and their areas of growth, then there's a lot more empathy because you tend to understand their perspective more. You know where they're coming from. You'd be more inclined to show love, which are really key ingredients in the healthy and thriving marriage.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think as people look forward to the next two chapters, the next two sections.
Two sections, yeah.
Because we have the last chapter next week in this section, then we would open up with
desires.
And then the next section with your fears. You better understand what Jacob is talking about when he says, you know, our actions are controlled all the time by our heightened state of desires and fears. So the question now becomes, Dilys, how do you apply the spirit of knowledge in your life and marriage? And I have four things that I think are key here in this passage on how you can apply the spirit of knowledge. Number one, seeking God's wisdom. And how do we seek? We read in his book. He has a Bible. You read it in the Bible. And when you seek God's wisdom and you pursue God's wisdom by studying that Bible regularly, that is the way you start to unlock this gift that the Spirit has deposited in you, right? Number two, empathy and understanding. Start practicing empathy by striving to understand the feelings, the thoughts, and the situations that you find yourself and your spouse in. If you're not practicing it, then you're not using this gift, right? Because if you can empathize, it means you're bringing some knowledge to it. You're saying, you know, I know this is the way my spouse is.
Can relate. Yeah, you can.
Yes.
You can be able to rationalize and be able to differentiate the person from the mistakes that they make.
Yeah. And then number three, healthy communication. Use the spirit of knowledge to foster open and sincere communication, right?
And that kind of goes without saying, right? Because if that spirit of knowledge engenders these three key fruits of patience, be more patient with each other,
and kindness,
of love and of kindness, those three key corner fruits automatically create an environment where there's more effective communication.
Yeah.
And the more effective the communication is, the more knowledge you gain about each other's fears and desires, your strengths and your growth areas.
Exactly.
So they kind of like fit into each other as a positive feedback loop, but it all starts from that spirit of knowledge.
Yeah. And then the fourth one is that continual learning.
Yeah.
Accept that there is always more for you to learn.
It's a journey, right?
It's a journey.
All the time,
Yes,
it's not a destination.
It's a journey. Accept that there is always more for you to learn of your partner, of your child, of your spouse. There is just always more for you to learn. And that's how you build more relationships. Because the truth is, what you don't know is what's pushing them to have a heightened desire, to have a heightened fear. And that reaction that you're getting from them is from that fear and from that desire. There's always more for you to learn, guys. So four ways I think you can keep in mind. Talk about this with your spouse. How can we start to seek God's wisdom? By regularly reading his word. If you already do this, wonderful, great, I applaud you. You're halfway there. How can you start empathizing and understanding, right? Using empathy to understand the feelings of your spouse. And how can you start fostering open and sincere communication?
And that requires a lot more intentionality, right? Listening for people's wants and not just the listening for people's needs and not just the ones that they are more willing to express, because they are worried about being vulnerable, so they don't tell you about what exactly they need.
And so remember, right, five things that Jacob and I need you to remember this week. The spirit of knowledge plays a pivotal role in strengthening the bond between you and your spouse by fostering understanding and empathy.
And empathy, accepting the differences in perspective.
Yeah, it helps. That's it. It helps us to cultivate an awareness of our spouse's inner fears, desires, and even their strengths and growth.
The
strength and growth areas. And then it enables our spouses to genuinely appreciate and comprehend each other. So it enables us to really just be able to appreciate the fact that, you know what, this is Jacob's strength. This is Jacob's weakness.
This is where he struggles.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It allows each partner now to love and accept the other person wholeheartedly, with all their strengths and weaknesses. So guys, when I see you next time and you're saying, Delis, I can't put up with this, please tap into the gift of knowledge. Learn your spouse. It helps you to learn who your spouse is. It helps you to learn your spouse's strength, your spouse's growth areas, your spouse's desires, your spouse's fears. And that is how you're going to start learning to love them wholeheartedly. And of course, it creates a space for compassion, encouraging your spouse to not only identify, but also accommodate each other's limitation while celebrating their strengths. And I think this is the key, right? Because if I only look at your limitations, Jacob, every day, I'm only talking about your limitation, there's no way up from there.
Yeah, if you beat the man down completely or a woman down completely, that you wouldn't expect anything or anything out. At some point, they will decide, well, this is it. This is how I am. So deal with it.
Yeah. So learn to accommodate it. And once as you have accommodated, learn to start celebrating the strengths of your partner and the gift of knowledge helps you to grow this fruit that can foster this type of an environment in your marriage. So guys, we've come to the end of this chapter. Hope you guys are coming along just well with your readings and your reflection questions and the activities of the week. Looking forward to hearing more about it when I meet you guys in the community. But also, well, before I go on, maybe Jacob prays before I start talking about, you can come on and tell us about your experiences.
Okay, you're back jumping in to talk about it Thursday live chat. Okay, yes. So let's pray, guys. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of marriage and the blessing of companionship. We ask you to guide us in our journey to embody the spirit of knowledge in our lives and our marriage. Help us to continually seek your wisdom and to grow in understanding of each other's strengths and weaknesses. May we communicate with love, patience, and kindness, cultivating a marriage that mirrors your love for us. We ask for your guidance and protection throughout this week. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father,
the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
All right, guys. So this is it for this week. But look out for next week's episode. Next week, Tuesday, we're going to be talking about growing the fruits of the fear of the Lord.
Yes. So that's gonna be the last chapter of this section.
Of this section. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is actually chapter 19.
Yeah. Yeah. So next Tuesday, look out for that podcast. And then this Thursday, guys, join us at 9 p.m. as we chat live on YouTube and Facebook on your experiences with this chapter. Again, if you're a couple out there, would like to join us and talk about what you've been experiencing so far doing this devotion, please come on, talk with us. Even if you've just heard one episode and it has touched you in any way, come on and share with us. We would love to hear from you. And of course, if you have any questions, don't forget to drop it on the link of this one, this link. And I am definitely sure Jacob and I would circle back to your question during the live chat and answer it. Otherwise, we'll see you next time. Please feel free, like, share, or subscribe to this channel. Most importantly, click the bell. I don't know why Jacob is a little distracted, so I'm going to say this is part for him. Most importantly, click the bell so that you can get alert when it comes through. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day today. Talk to you guys on Thursday. Let's talk about love. Like you and me all night, and let's talk about love.